Welcome to the weekend. It's our first full day of summer. It certainly feels like it. Larry Richard with, in studio, Dr. Christian Conti, our favorite psychologist, expert in anger management, among other things, but appreciate you coming in, Doc.
So glad to be
here. Good to see you, man. I haven't seen you maybe since before COVID.
That's true. I can't believe we've talked, but right. Yeah, I haven't seen you since then. It's comfortable for me just to be in your presence because I love it here.
Yeah, and you, I miss when you were on the air taking calls because it was so important, especially in the evening. It's a totally different dynamic than morning radio, and you were able to answer questions for a lot of people, obviously one at a time, but everybody listening had some takeaways with that. And mental health is something that's, as you know, not a comfortable subject for a lot of people. That's somebody else's issues.
Right. In the entire world, you are the only person who has unrestricted access to your mind. So you're the only person who knows what's going on. So it is sensitive, but there are keys, there are things we can do to help people along the way.
And we'll talk about those. And also in studio is Eldon Crook, former track star at the University of Pittsburgh, and is a mental strength coach. I would imagine, Ellen, this is a growing profession.
It is.
In that category, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's an issue for everyone. I mean, it's something that we all deal with. There's so many mental obstacles throughout your day, and I'm excited to be able to at least give some of my background and help any athletes that I can.
I was always interested in the fact if you had two athletes who physiologically were about the same, what makes the difference between one and the other? And obviously it comes from the mental side.
Exactly. And Dr. Conti and I talk, I think there's statistics about 80% of your performance comes down to your mental side of it. And obviously we don't know if those are exact statistics,
right. You
know, but that's something that we think is really interesting because you can train and that's all very important. But if your mindset's not there, it's hard to really put your experience into action.
And then to be successful and to continue to be successful over time is still another mental achievement.
Right. Because when things are great, they're great. But when there's adversity or changes within your performance, that's when you need that mental strength to continue. And
I was thinking of Caitlin Clark, who had just joined the WNBA, obviously the most recognized college basketball player in memory for women in particular, who had statistically better than any man or woman with her college stats, go into professional, and then right away there's the people that are trying to take her out because she's getting all this attention. That's a whole different battle for her.
It really is. It's, you go from being focused on the sport to then having all this noise and negativity that really athletes are just trying to do their best.
And that's what I love, Doc, about the comparisons. You know, when you do athletes and sports in particular, like football, there's a lot of metaphors that transfer into everyday life, right?
Oh, so much. When I speak to college teams, professional athletes, I will talk about these stories and they literally, that's why, you know, my tagline, 26 years in the field, there are two kinds of people, with issues and dead people. So if you're alive, you got issues. And these themes are very similar. But I want to hit on something this is a great topic to start with. So Caitlin Clark has to deal with there's a lot of mental stress in there. If you've ever seen like a halftime show at a basketball game where they call down a fan to shoot a shot and then they airball it, you know, they miss the layup and they say, well, I can't believe I did that. I just got so nervous in front of all those people. Well, what do you think athletes are performing in front of all the time? There is constant, there a bombardment of can you do this through the mental struggle. So that's why we help people with that mental strength.
So you are, and the reason you're gathered here this morning is to talk about what you're doing together to help parents and athletes with this webinar.
100%. So Ellen is probably one of my favorite people. Her insight, energy, attitude, but her character are just phenomenal. They're through the roof. And so you want people that live their message. And she works with young athletes. And so we've teamed up. We're going to do a seminar on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. this Sunday. And it's a webinar, so we can reach people from all over. But we're going to help parents, and we're going to help their children, the athletes.
And how will people find this?
So you can go to our Instagram accounts, Dr. Christian Conti and Ellen Crook. We have all the details regarding the seminar, and we have our link in the bio. Go in and sign up. It's going to be through Eventbrite that you can purchase the tickets.
All right, and tickets are?
$99.
And what does that get me?
So the first hour will be geared toward the parents. So we're going to help parents connect with their children. We're going to give them really the perspective of their athletes. First of all, any parents that are even interested in coming are already going above and beyond. They care. And I hear from parents all the time. I work with parents individually who say, I just don't understand why they don't listen to me. Like, I care so much. And so what I do is I help parents be able to break that barrier. And it begins by understanding what your athletes are going through. So the first hour is going to be geared toward helping parents understand how they can help their children strengthen their mental game. The second half is going to be geared right to the athletes. We're going to teach them some, we're going to start with the basics, but we're really going to give people some of the best insights. Stuff I give professional athletes, I'm going to teach to young people. Because we've said, if we could have had this at the beginning of our careers, I feel like that set you up for success.
And I know you also had worked with the University of Pittsburgh football team, and that's how critical the mental part of what they do is, obviously, to have someone, and you had dedicated that time to work with them.
And so critical.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to give you some free tips this morning, and then you can get details Sunday. We're with Dr. Christian Conti and Ellen Crook in studio on the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Dr. Christian Conti, psychologist, and Ellen Crook, who is a mental strength coach. Hey, I want to throw this out to one of our veterans. I really try to support our men and women who have served us and their families who have sacrificed. So one of those was a medic, and his name's Jason Wiley, and he is suffering lung issues because of those, you know, the burn pits that they had overseas in Afghanistan and Iraq. And you talk about a fight and a will to go extra. He is running his first ultra distance marathon tomorrow.
Wow.
37 and a half miles. And as a track star, Ellen, from Pitt, you would know
that's a big deal.
That's a big deal. And he's doing it with lung disease.
Wow.
So, Jason Wiley, you are badass, man. So,
that's an inspiration. Jason, you're an inspiration, that's for sure. And that's genuine inspiration to know that somebody's struggling with that but can still push through. I remember, Ellen, you told me this recently about when you're running long distance, when you're going to do something, it becomes mental at a point and you have to get through it.
Oh, you're a classic example, Ellen, as a track person. You know, especially, what was your favorite event?
My love-hate favorite event was the mile. So it's a very, the thing within college is when you're running a mile, you're still running at pretty good speed for your 400 laps. I mean, you're usually coming through at like a minute, 5 minute, 10 pace, and it's all mental. I mean, you get to a point where you're physically there, but when you're on that last lap, it's whether your mental strength is going to finish or not. If you performed in the haze in the barn is what our coach would say.
Right. How do you overcome that? So the average person, I'm sure, listening right now, driving, looking forward to the weekend. It's hot. What am I going to do this weekend? That in and of itself, you know, the whole mental process you go through in the morning getting ready for your day. But so many people want to make a change in their life. So many people want to be more physical and want to do things that will be more healthy. Some reason, a lot of people hit a wall.
Right.
They just can't seem to break through.
Right. I'll tell you what the wall is, and it's easy to understand, but that doesn't mean that it's easy to practice. But the wall is this. One thing that someone like Jason is doing is he's focusing on what he can do. He's not going to focus on what he can't do. And the number one barrier I see people do is they get to a spot and they say, well, like, I can't do this, or what if this, what if that? Mental strength is about focusing on the only person you can control, yourself, and what you can do, not on what you can't do.
That's why so many of the veterans that I've met have inspired me. Some, their wounds are obvious and physical. Some, you can't see. But this retired Army corporal, young man from the United States Marine Corps, Brandon Rumbaugh, lost both his legs, running to help one of his Marines who was hit, who stepped on one of those IED explosives. Then he, running in to help him, had his legs literally blown off. Now, it's been a long process. No one would blame him if he just sat back and, you know, no one would question it.
Exactly.
However, I've seen this young man walk on two prosthetic legs without a cane or any, I mean, to get to that point, I love what you just said. Don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you can and try to do. And you'd be surprised how far that can take you.
Well, I'm glad you brought up with veterans, because these are men and women who they push themselves beyond whatever they thought this barrier could be. Kind of like, remember that 4-minute mile was finally broken, and then lots of people could do it.
John Bannister, right? Is that
John Bannister?
Yep.
And the moment it happened, other people said, this is possible. And this is what our elite military, that's what they do. So on a side project, I teamed up with a guy named Jason Henderson. He goes by Hendo. Not only Navy SEAL, not only SEAL Team 6.
I knew you were going to say he was a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, yeah, and not even just SEAL Team 6, but the leader of SEAL Team 6. He's a legend in amongst the SEALs. And he is one of the most, and you know how in the movies, Tom Cruise is a smaller guy, but he's like Jason Bourne. He can do whatever. Matt Damon. But what this guy is, he's 6'2", 250 and he's a machine. I mean, just a machine. But his mentality, we talk about all the time. It's the mentality. It's building mental strength. And again, I know you knew I would get to the Navy SEALs, but that's what we're going to teach these athletes. We're going to teach them stuff that I talk about with Navy SEALs.
And you've worked with Ray Lewis, obviously Hall of Fame linebacker with the Ravens, and worked with young people through this process. And I know Ray probably preaches the same stuff.
Well, so Ray does a great thing. So Ray and I have become like brothers, and we'll lift together. And lifting with Ray Lewis is phenomenal. And I know we say Ray Lewis in Pittsburgh, we go wild because of the battles there. But just to be clear, since I'm from Pittsburgh, I met Ray right after he retired. So he wasn't.
Christian Conti is a Steelers fan.
Right. Yeah, just to be clear. I even said that to Ray. Ray, I just need you to know I'm from Pittsburgh. I believe black and gold.
I'm surprised he talked to you in the first place.
Well, but when we would lift together, one of the things he said was, greatness isn't doing some big thing once. It's a bunch of little things done well over time. That's what greatness is. And so I think for young people, their mindset is, what's this great thing I'm going to do? And things like Ellen and I will teach them Sunday is, how do you focus on what you're in the present moment? How do you master what you're doing in the moment? Because that's the key.
And how do they get there, Ellen, to find out more about your webinar Sunday?
If you check out our Instagram accounts, Dr. Christian Conti and Ellen Crook, you'll find all the details in the registration link for the seminar.
All right, we have more to come. We have more questions. Don't go anywhere. Ellen Crook and Dr. Christian Conti in studio. It's 8:25 from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser at Genesis of Monroeville. Brandon Rossi, what's going on?
Well, Larry, the traffic again is continuing to shrink over on the Parkway East inbound. Not many delays, but there is a hesitation point right by Edgewood Swissvale. It'll slow you down just a little bit before going into the Squirrel Hill Tunnel. On the Parkway West inbound, still pretty heavy and slow. It's backed up to just after the Green Tree on-ramp, and it'll crawl its way down into the Fort Pitt Tunnel. With AAA traffic on the fives, I'm Brandon Rossi on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
And AccuWeather says sunshine, hot, humid, 94. By the way, the record is 95 set in 1933. So, Doc, Ellen.
Getting there.
Yeah, you texted me this morning. We were talking about the heat and how that affects people's moods. We've seen that.
I'll give you a real quick reason why. We experience just the same way with hunger, thirst, body temperature, fatigue. It's all in a part of the brain that's right in the middle of your emotional center of your brain. It's called the hypothalamus. So it makes sense why when you're hungry, you get a little agitated, irritable.
So hangry is real.
Hangry is real. Absolutely, it's real. And so is when heat, if you're really, your body's extra hot. So it's important to learn how to be mindful when you're emotions are starting to steam up.
Well, I'm going to try to knock you off your training programs, you two, because we got some goodies coming from Oakmont Bakery.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
I'm hangry. You ready for this?
Yep.
How lucky can one guy be? You remember Dean Martin?
Oh, man, yes,
sounded just like him.
Rat Pack. Larry Richard with Dr. Christian Conti, psychologist in studio with Ellen Crook, who's a mental strength coach. Man, we could go so many different directions with dealing with, in your case, athletes. Ellen, a track star from the University of Pittsburgh. Did you play? You had to play sports, Doc.
Oh, my goodness. I hit a home run in the College World Series in Division II. Oh. Yes. That's my glory day for you. I also, threw two touchdown passes and ran for two in high school as an undefeated quarterback. I wasn't this big all the time. I was skinny back in the day.
Yeah, you can go, by the way, to kdkradio.com so you can see our guests in studio with our streaming. And that's kind of cool. We were talking about the technology, how it's changed the game just in our world in radio, where you can see the radio now, and even guests on the phone, we have a capability with some so that you can see the people on the phone, on the radio, through our streaming.
It's a new world. A new world. But yes, absolutely. And I was into martial arts my whole life, Muay Thai.
Now that kickboxing. I could see.
Yeah, Muay Thai kickboxing. I loved it. It was a huge part of my life growing up. Sports was everything to me.
And the Tattoo Mania convention is here this weekend.
Okay.
At the David Lawrence Convention
Center. Well, that's good
Center.
To know. I got
because you
some
got
time.
You got some tats.
Got quite a few. I still have some space for more, though.
Yeah, we were talking about this. Ellen, our producer, said she has five very small tattoos, but you have full arm sleeve tattoos, and they each one has a meaning, doesn't it?
Tremendous meaning. All of this does. I mean, I think tattoos can be wonderful if they're meaningful to you and it's something that you like. I'm grateful that the world's more accepting of that now.
Because it was not really accepted, and it's been a while, couple generations ago.
Right.
The only time, Ellen, guys would get tattooed would be mostly if they went into the service and maybe were on leave and had a few cocktails.
Right.
And it was not art.
Yeah.
Right. But, I always, okay. and I encourage, if a young person wants to do it, I say, whatever your idea is, you've got to sit with it for at least a year. Really, it's not a quick thing, because then you end up regretting it if you do something impulsively.
A lot more women have, been doing tats. You mind me asking, Ellen?
I don't mind. I actually don't have one, and it's to the point of not finding something that I've been comfortable to put on me. I've sat on a few things. I thought about Hakuna Matata when I was younger, and I'm glad I didn't do that. So there's just, there's different ones for different things.
Well, I mentioned this. My dad told me when he was in the Army about to go overseas at the end of World War II, he went up the third floor attic bedroom of his grandmother, and on the way out, she said, "Don't get a tattoo. You'll be a marked man," which tells you about my people.
Right.
Then they'll be able to find you.
Right.
But anyway, I brought this up because Tattoo Mania is at the David Lawrence Convention Center, and you should see Dr. Christian Conti's art. Body art.
I've had some people. I feel grateful for some of the stuff. Sarah Miller here in Pittsburgh did this Buddha on my hand. The tremendous detail, just spectacular.
And what does there are large letters on your forearm there?
Vide totum deum. That is, see the whole God. The God's bigger than anything we could ever define. So our highest limit to God, our highest image is our highest obstruction. Heinrich Zimmer once said, that God's bigger than everything. A good thing to have as a front front line for me.
Yeah.
Because I believe it.
It's not bad when you put that forearm into someone's chin. They'll, see what
they'll remember that.
Well, we're here to talk about a webinar that Dr. Christian Conti and Ellen Crook are doing on Sunday to work with parents and athletes. Just at a basic level, though, I think expectations, I've seen this even in T-ball. Sometimes parents are early and out of hand with how they behave at games, and let alone sometimes practices too.
Well, their emotions get the best of them. They love their children. They see the potential in their children, which is great, great. But then they let their own emotions get the best of them. You know, I have a parenting book called Zen Parent, Zen Child. And the premise is what the title says. If you want your children to be Zen, you've got to be Zen yourself. If you want your children to control their emotions, you got to learn how to control your own.
And Ellen, as a track athlete at a high level, Division I, you had to be a great high school athlete too. What was that like for your parents and you? Although track is a little different than some of the other sports in terms of fan interaction.
Right. And I played basketball and soccer in high school, so I kind of had the whole gamut of different types of sports. But I would say the biggest thing is athletes are going through their own thing, and I think parents kind of combine the two, and you have to recognize that they're trying to handle it in their own way, and they are adults. I mean, in their own sense, like they have their own emotions and attachments to the sport.
And I would consider myself to be I try to be Zen. I'm a middle child, right? And I try to make peace all the time. But I know when my kids, I have three kids, they all played basketball, AAU basketball. And my son played high school football, college football. I would feel that rush of, you know, anger,
like
excitement.
Yeah.
Like everything. It surprised me how I felt and wanted to yell out, you know, yell out, call 3 seconds, or
right.
You're like, what is this?
Of course.
This isn't the me I know.
Of course. I will tell you that as for our daughter, whether she was playing sports or whether she was performing, she's a phenomenal singer. So whatever it was, I was more nervous for her. I've been on TV in front of millions of people. I've spoken at big events, but the one thing that made me more nervous than anything was watching her perform, because you want so badly for your child to do well and just have the world see them the way you see them. So it does make sense. Those emotions are right there. You're not wrong or bad. Like I said, for us, any parents who even come to the seminar are already going above and beyond because they care enough to want to help their children in the best possible way.
But how do you, I know that feeling. Mm-hmm. Like no other place would I get like that, where I'm just like steaming inside. How do you start to control your own when you're trying to project on, you want your kid to do the best they can do, right? And then you see things that you think are not right. Maybe it's the referees, maybe it's the other team getting away with something.
Right. So I'm blessed. My wife and I have been married 24 years this year, and she's phenomenal. Like, she's really the strength. They always say behind any good man is a better woman laughing. But my wife has helped me out so much. But one of the things that she would say is be mindful whenever something comes up that Kai is watching us and watching how we respond to something. So as a parent, if you can keep that in your foreground, the bigger lesson is, how am I handling this situation?
We'll have more with Dr. Christian Conti and Ellen Crook coming up on the Big K Morning Show, and how you can get to their webinar on Sunday next. Next hour, we're going to talk to Joe Block, Pirates broadcaster. Love our conversations with Joe. Pirates had a nice series win on Wednesday, the day game, where they had over 22,000 people at PNC Park. Mitch Keller was the winning pitcher, so day off yesterday. They're hosting Tampa Bay this weekend at PNC. 9:35, Mr. Joe Block. In studio this morning, we have Dr. Christian Conti and Ellen Crook, who's a mental strength coach. I love that. I wish we, on and off the air, we've been having these conversations. And I would imagine when people meet you, know what you do, you have similar conversations, because everybody wants to kind of pick your brains on this stuff.
Most definitely. I mean, look, parents have an enormous impact on their children. Even when they think that their kids aren't listening, they're watching them. But there are gems. There are gems that our parents can give us, that you can give your kids. It changes the course of your children's lives. It gives them direction.
One line that my dad wrote, I just shared with you, master self-discipline and become a mental millionaire. He wrote that and made patches for all the kids. And, you know, I think about it, because if you don't discipline yourself, he used to tell us, circumstance or someone else will.
Yes.
And it won't necessarily be the outcome you're looking for.
Yes. So I share with people all the time the phrase, people see your actions, not your intentions. In other words, it doesn't matter what you mean to do or didn't mean to do. It only ever matters what you actually do. And that's a statement that people can latch on to when the rubber hits the road. And oh my goodness, they're going to see my actions, not my intentions.
You know, interesting you say that, because many times people don't see that they're not projecting what they feel, and they are confused by why people are misreading them. Well, that's yes. not me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I took a theater class, an acting class when I was in college, my freshman year, and the guy said, whatever you think you're going to come across as, if you don't practice ahead of time when you do it in front of us, we're not going to see it, because you essentially taught us that lesson, that people are watching what you're doing, not what you think you're doing.
I got good news, guys. The Oakmont Bakery goodies have arrived. I'm guessing you guys are disciplined and won't be
To the contrary, I'm going to eat some and then go work out harder.
It's all about balance.
Ellen Crook and Dr. Christian Conti. Webinar is on Sunday. How do they find out more?
You can find it on our social media accounts. So Instagram, Dr. Christian Conti and Ellen Crook, or you can check out our Facebook pages. And I believe, Dr. Conti, you posted it on X as
I
well?
I did, yes.
Okay.
And also coming up, want to ask you about dealing with anger, which is ratcheted up by the heat.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Here it comes.